I'll allow this on one condition. You must answer my riddles 3.
No.
No.
What? What? Twice just like I've had enough. Wait, who are you saying no to?
Terry.
Oh, so I can go to AMP.
Yes, but.
But.
Don't get any butts. We've been sitting around waiting for your ass.
Nope.
My ass. Give him
the butt. Give him the butt.
I've been going.
What's the butt? What's the butt?
Hit him with the butt.
You got to bring us in on the podcast. You start us off strong. You're going to be all energized from that Pepsi.
All right, I got something for you. I've been working on it all week. Before we start, before we start with an intro, there's something I'd like to say to our fans, so make sure we're recording.
Yeah, we got it. All right, we got it. Wow, first take.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Do you guys know what's better for getting out tough stains and grime off of dishes than Dawn dish soap?
Club soda.
Nothing is better than Dawn dish soap.
That's the platinum.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to podcast 133. I'm here with Terry and Dwight, who is just baffled right now by the Dawn dish soap platinum, which is the shit, by the way.
The premier dish soap.
It is unbeatable. If it's good enough for penguins, it's good enough for my dishes.
If you're looking for the most deluxe dish soap.
We're talking like shiny.
Look no further than Dawn like platinum with Power Clean.
Power Clean.
Damn.
It'll fuck power that dirt up.
Hold on. This is true right here. Power of an overnight soak in 3 minutes.
Bullshit, Ryan.
I swear to you.
You tell me that this soap has time manipulation abilities.
Yes, it says right here.
It says right off the bottom.
Do not get in the eyes.
Tampers in the realm of God.
You would have like the per drop amount you need to use. You can't overuse this shit. You can't just pour it on like regular Dawn dish soap.
Well, yeah, it's not.
Or that palm olive stuff, whatever you call it. You can buy that crap at the dollar store. It's garbage.
We know. It's not a bitch soap. We got it. All right?
All right. So what's that?
Use your soap responsibly, everybody.
I washed my dogs with it.
You do?
No. But actually, a little bit. I put it on after I bathe them. It's for the fleas. It actually gets rid of fleas. It's amazing.
Dawn dish soap. Get rid of fleas.
Wonder drug.
That's great. That is great. That is. I've never used Dawn dish soap.
Probably the best thing I've heard all day.
But I'm gonna use it on every animal I see now.
Yeah,
raccoons.
Animals are filthy.
They are disgusting.
They need dish soap in their lives.
They need to be cleaned.
Unclean. They must be cleansed.
They must be cleansed of otherworldly. Dirt, germs,
grime and dirt.
Yes, it's opposed to unworldly dirt.
Oh, I don't mess with unworldly dirt.
Yeah, Ryan, that was a great intro. Thank you very much. I love that wink.
You're welcome.
That was a good wink.
And I'm out.
That was a solid wink. See, we're done. That's it.
See how easy this is.
It's
how come we can't do this every week?
That's a great question, Terry.
Yeah, I'd like an answer to that question as well.
Oh, he's so easy. He's looking for an answer.
Am I the problem?
Kinda, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even gonna lie to Ryan, you actually are kind of the problem.
What happened to Thursday? Let's go back to Thursday.
It's not so much that, it's just the fact that you're never online until about 10.
Well, it used to be okay when I lived in New Mexico because it was only 9.
Right. Alex made it work a little bit more. But no, like, even Spencer, like, is around during the daytime, too. Around, like,
I work
6.
All
Yeah. I know. I know, Ryan.
I know it hurts.
Is there any more to that?
Nope. I just know it hurts.
Okay. He knows it hurts, and that's why he's continuing to do it.
Ryan, we're eating again.
We're talking to you.
Okay, can we get through a podcast without you eating something?
I thought you were done. No.
You're like, all right, let's start this podcast. Are you ready? Everybody ready? Okay.
Opens up a bag of chips.
Hey. I walked A and B in under the time that I was allotted. I think I can eat if I want.
We didn't really allot you any time.
Before we started.
You got up and says, watch, 10 minutes. Time me. I'll be back before 10 minutes.
But, Terry, what do you want from me? Terry, what do you want from me? It's a...
You want me
to... What am I supposed to do? Just eat one of them? It's a two-go.
Do you want him to just throw out his lifestyle for you, Terry? Do you want him to change who he is?
Yes.
You're asking too much, son.
You're asking too much. Ryan's not going to change for anybody.
Okay.
No way, no how.
Give me the news. What's the good news?
All right.
What's going on in the world these days?
Good news is that apparently we found a whole dump full of E.T. games.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Great.
I know. Good job, New Mexico. Good job. Yeah. That's right, Ryan. They're from New Mexico.
Cool.
These pieces of shit were thrown out, and people are still trying to get them.
They took care of you.
Big old hole in Alamogordo.
Alamajumbo.
What are you talking about right now? Like, really? Like, honestly? Like, what are we talking about?
Back in 1987, Atari made a game.
Thousands of years ago.
Made the Atari game E.T., you know, for the show, whatever. Fucking sucked. It was a terrible game. Did so bad that Atari just threw out all the cartridges in a landfill in New Mexico. Fucking 30 years later, these dipshits with a fucking, like, backhoe go over there and they dig them up and... The whole internet cares, apparently.
Why? Because they littered or because they want to play?
No, it was in the landfill, so it wasn't littering. It was just like an urban legend that they like threw out all this shit, apparently. Like all the games. And they go and dig it up and they find it, and apparently that's something to people.
It's true!
Yeah.
We weren't lied to!
Yeah, who knew that Atari would throw shit out in a landfill?
Landfill?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, you said a landfill. Like,
I didn't say landfield, right?
We don't call them lakes anymore. Look at this water field. It's a beautiful water field. It's about a few yards deep.
I'm glad.
Just gonna use wrong.
I'm glad that you heard me say field, but I did say fill.
You said it a few times, and unless this podcast mysteriously disappears, we'll have proof.
It's weird. I got like all these buttons that could just break a podcast. Sometimes I have these spasms, and I just fuck the podcast up. Whoops!
I probably should have stopped Titanfall.
My hands fell all over the key field.
Key field. The land board.
The land board. Full of land keys as
the
far as
Titanic.
You can see. So, yeah, that's the news, apparently, today. That's all people seem to give a shit about.
That's the business.
I didn't hear.
Apparently, I
don't really get on, like, websites and stuff, like, on the weekend.
It's just, that was all over Twitter, and then I saw a couple of times on Reddit, and I was just like, okay, well, I guess this is something.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
By a couple times I'm ready, you mean about 1,000?
Yeah. That and Plants vs. Zombies getting microtransactions next week. Everybody thought they weren't going to do it because they didn't come with it, and they're going to add it.
Who's getting it?
Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare. The game that came out for the Xbox One. The, like, third-person Plants vs. Zombies game. You don't know anything about that.
I don't have an Xbox One.
Wow.
I don't either.
Neither do I.
Yeah. And Terry and I
work all the time.
Yeah.
Wow. Excuses. For...
where are we going to go with this, Terry? Nowhere.
There's no excuse for not being caught up on world events, right?
I'm caught up on world events, probably more than all of them.
Yeah, you didn't even know about the ET this games guy. In New Mexico.
Yeah, come on, this guy. This guy with his newspapers.
I don't read the newspaper. I don't touch newspaper. It's disgusting.
It's filthy.
It is filthy.
All that ink and germs and diseases.
People that read the newspaper.
So many diseases. You can't escape diseases on newspaper.
It's out of date by the time it hits the stands, for Christ's sake. What happens by the 9 o'clock when you read it?
Well, then it's just a funny story to tell your friends.
Yeah. I read the funniest story in the paper earlier today. It was completely out of date by about 15 minutes. These people died. It was so funny.
That's not funny at all.
Those stories.
You don't read those stories.
Said I didn't mean like that.
Oh. It's like I don't read the sad stories.
That's like avoiding like
just turning a blind eye to all things sad. Just no.
No, it's like.
Oh no, I'm not reading that.
It's like what Terry and I Someone's go through on Reddit, where we avoid RWTF posts.
I don't know why. Like, I'm subscribed to it, and I always regret it, but I can't not be subscribed. Mm-hmm. I have to know. I have to see it. Except for the bad ones, like you did.
That was a mistake on my part, and I.
Yes,
hey, let's do another 50-50.
Really?
It's been so long.
I thought we were on the hashtags now.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, let's find a hashtag to read.
Oh yeah. Let's find a hashtag.
I think Come On Scott went well.
That was hilarious.
Dude, were you guys tweeted a bunch with the Come On Scott hashtag?
Occasionally.
Were any of them used in the right context that we talked about?
I would say half of them.
Mine, I think
there
I had...
was a solid half that weren't.
I think I had two tweets that used the hashtag correctly. And all of the other ones were just completely a misuse of that hashtag.
I didn't get any. Not very many, anyway.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that, Ryan. Do you want us to tell the people to right. fill the quota of your hashtags? Your hashtag quota? Is that a no, Ryan?
I think that's a no.
Looking. I'm looking to see.
Oh, okay.
Ryan.
You feel like you just wait on it.
You're killing the podcast. You are literally...
You're harshing the podcast's buzz, man.
Oh, what is this now?
I didn't get any.
No?
Not really, and I'm okay with it, so...
I am not okay with that. Everyone tweet Ryan any random hashtag you can think of.
The best random hashtag...
Why don't we tweet that right now, that we need to tweet somebody tweet us a random hashtag.
You can't ask for hashtags
Jesus,
like that, Ryan.
Yeah, how are we going to look for hashtags? You get us a hashtag.
Ryan, it just doesn't just happen like that.
Oh, we're making up our own hashtags now. Is that the way to do it? I thought we were just looking up random hashtags. That's what I was. That's fine with me. Fine. It's whatever.
Didn't you just ask people to tweet us on?
They're not going to hear it right now.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
This isn't live. That's my point.
Damn,
Ryan. Damn.
I don't know. I have nothing for that. Well, wait. We were gonna.
No, wait. Never mind. I'm over it.
Yeah. No, I'm done. We were gonna look up "Come On Mom" and "Come On Dad," right?
Oh yeah.
We were.
Yeah, because we did "Come On Scott" and stuff, and we were talking about how like all the funny ones were from teenagers calling their dad Scott, you know?
Yeah.
But it would be more common, don't you think, of, like, kids saying, like, "Come on, Mom," or "Come on, Dad," right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's half the fun is when you address them as by their name, though.
It is half the fun, but, I mean, are we just going to go by, like, name by name?
Yes.
Let's do our... we should do our own names.
Oh, I'm not going to get shit.
I'm going to do hashtag come on Dwight.
I'm doing that right now. LOLOL, my dad is currently sweeping the carpet. Hashtag come on Dwight.
Come on Dwight.
Hashtag we have a vacuum. Thanks, Mattia.
What a bitch.
All of mine are going to be about Dwight Howard.
Yeah, Dwight Howard's... Oh.
What?
He's up.
I'm sorry. Have I
Were you not supposed to say there, something?
Let's do a Terry then, huh?
Don't. Don't. You won't like what you find. Probably. I don't know.
These are lame. Let's try yours, Dwight.
Nah, it's bad.
No, hashtag, come on, Dad.
Oh. Yeah, mine are all about Dwight Howard. Who the fuck is this guy?
Is there really only one hashtag?
Yes, Ryan. Is that okay with you?
No.
Alright, let's look at it. Come on, Dad.
These are lame. I'm out.
I'm sure they will be. I think we hit gold with Come On Scott. I don't think it's going to get any better.
Which is weird, because that was such like an unpopular hashtag. Like, we went through, what, 3 years of people using it, and it was only like 20 tweets or something?
It was solid.
Yeah, it was pretty solid. That was...
I'll never see anything like that ever again.
We hit lightning with that hashtag.
Most indeed.
Yeah, because I'm looking through the Come On Dad ones and...
Lame.
Yeah.
Well, the important thing is we tried.
We tried to be entertaining.
Are you not entertained?
I don't think anybody is, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
If I'm being honest. I don't think anybody is.
It's not what I was going for.
Well, that's what happened. So what are you going to do about it?
I ain't going to do shit.
That's fair. I mean, cool, I guess... Wow. Well, well, well. You've surprised us once again, Ryan. Thank you.
Did I?
No. I'm being sarcastic.
Are you?
Dude, these tweets suck.
Stop reading
Dude,
them.
That's it. That's look the at, one.
Look at this one.
That's the...
It says, tell me my dad didn't just put a Q instead of a G. Come on, Dad.
Get it together.
That's the lamest shit ever. okay, now that hashtag stinks dick.
Stinks dick.
That's right.
Let's... Wait a minute.
What?
That hashtag stinks dick.
Dick stink.
What?
Yes, but that sentence doesn't make sense.
I didn't
sense.
Say that hashtag. I said that tweet.
Whatever. What you said was still stupid.
What? That was the point. No one says stinks dick and says it in a serious manner.
There's your hashtag. That stinks dick.
I was just searching this tweet sucks. Hashtag this tweet sucks. Why do people always think that... I'm not even going to look at that tweet anymore because of that tweet. Why do people always think that Back to the Future was 2013? Can somebody explain that to me? For the love of God, why people think that?
Because they know it upsets you when they say that.
Was it? Are you talking about the future year?
Yeah.
Was it not in 2013?
2015.
Oh, okay.
They're all fives.
Oh, yeah?
85, 15, and like, what is 18, 85? And 65, where his dad was.
Mm.
I believe it was 1665.
Don't know. Are you getting a lot of tweets about Back to the Future dates right now?
No, I was just, I saw that in 2013. People are like, this is the year, and I'm like, mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I looked up That Stinks, and the first one I read was, "This dude just straight up keeps farting in class. Have you no shame? Hashtag That Stinks."
I don't like it. I hate it.
It's not as good as Come On, Scott.
You know what I think about that tweet? I think it stinks dick.
Dicks. I think it stinks dick.
Yeah. It's dicks, Terry. It's plural.
Multiple.
Oh, multiple.
Yeah.
Stinks dicks. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know.
And knowing
it doesn't make it any... No. No. Brian.
No, it's just the beginning.
Hashtag, I get annoyed when people don't put on deodorant. Retweet if you agree. Hashtag, that stinks.
Everybody look at me. Retweet if you agree with me.
This is from Dove Men.
I'm here. I'm here.
That's from...
I'm alive.
I'm a person.
Play.
It's not, though. It's a company. It's Dove, the company.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that.
All right. What are you talking about?
I don't even remember.
Stepped off the ladder right into some dog poo. That gets even more poo on my shoe when I originally wiping the poo off in the wet grass. Hashtag that stinks.
It stinks, dick.
All right, Diego.
All right, Diego. You have wild times with Diego over there.
Okay, Stinks Dicks didn't come up with anything. Man. I guess, I don't think we're ever going to come across another hashtag that's as funny.
As gold.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be easy. The world is full of stupid people.
Hashtag she's easy.
Oh, those.
I saw the momentary thought. Like, wait, no.
No, those ones that that Terry you've always used. What was it? This could be us, but you playing or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones are funny, but they're all images, so
yeah,
we can't really do that on the podcast.
Those are the best. My favorite. Do you have a favorite hashtag, Dwight?
Stink Sticks is pretty good.
I don't think so.
I mean...
We're just going to pretend you didn't just burp directly into your mic.
I didn't burp directly into it. Do you want me to burp directly into it?
No, that's okay.
Good, because I don't really want to. You guys been watching that Game of Thrones?
No,
computer's frozen.
I don't want Comcast to get on my ass about everything.
Yeah, yeah. We found out that Leanne has access to their Xfinity or whatever online, so she has access to their HBO. We could watch it through there.
Who's HBO?
Her dad's.
That ain't my HBO. That ain't my America.
Actually, it's. HBO is apparently going to be coming to Amazon Prime users.
I don't know if I can't even tell if I'm a Prime user anymore.
They take $100 out of your account?
It says right on the top there. It says, like, you're Prime.
Where?
Right next to your
Prime. Yep.
Real shit.
Yeah.
No, that's what it says anyway. Because, look, I click it and it says, upgrade today. To get Amazon Prime.
Oh, mine says, as a Prime member, you get blah, 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 blah.
So I do not have
Prime. Dang.
I had it at one point on this account, and then it ended, and then my brother gave me something, and it gave it to me again, and then now I don't
I want to say that you get Prime for like $35 as a student.
I don't have $35. I'm a student.
I know. Fucking the struggle, right?
That's the struggle.
I'm going to look up the struggle. The
struggle is real. It's going to be the dumbest tweets, I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
Yeah, these are pretty dumb.
It's because no one's as funny as you, Dwight. Mm-hmm. Did Ryan just get up and leave?
No, he's like, he's way down in his chair. There he is.
I looked away for a second. I looked back. I'm just looking at an empty room. Like, did he just walk away?
He just fucking comes in the frame. Hello. No, I didn't leave.
As far as I can go.
I feel that just fucked up your quality.
I don't care.
Oh, you care. You care a little bit.
Deep I tried inside. To selfie in the mirror so dirty, hashtag the struggle. This is not good.
That's rough, man.
That's rough, man. Clean and shit?
What?
Oh, my God. People complaining about cleaning things.
It's no fun.
Okay, I'm done with that. I'm not going to look for any more.
I realized today, mm-hmm. going through my YouTube subscriptions, mm-hmm. it's just nothing but gaming stuff that I don't even watch. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't watch 90% of the stuff I'm subscribed to.
Maybe it's time to clean house.
It is. I mean...
It is. But I'm not going to.
I unsubscribed from Machinima stuff.
I unsubscribed a long time ago.
Yeah. I kept holding out. I was like, they could change.
No. It's no, they really not.
They haven't, so no.
It's not. I think the only thing, even back when I was subscribed, I think the only thing I watched was like the Realm stuff and mm-hmm. that's pretty much it. No, Realm and whatever the FPS one, whatever.
FPS
one? I don't know what it's yeah. called. But it was like their thing, Machinima's thing, not like someone else uploading gameplay or whatever. It was like their weekly, here's what's going on thing.
Mm. Yeah, they have a lot of those like news shows that they put out like once a week, like in the last week, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that was the only thing I watched I was subscribed.
That they'll come out with like their Insider Gaming, I think is one of them. That they'll talk about the ET thing and they'll fucking be like, "Whoa!" They'll be all excited and shit for it. I bet you they will.
Well, it'd be boring if they were just like, so they dug up a bunch of ET cartridges.
Well, I'm not saying they gotta be, you know, all down in the dumps. We talked about it. We're not excited about it. We weren't all depressed.
We're pissed about it. Should have left it buried. Fuck you, ET.
Quit digging through other people's trash. No, I'm saying that they can have their own opinion. I'm just saying it's stupid. And, like, why be all excited about this shit?
I'm not saying this. I'm saying whether they care about it or not, they're going to be excited.
Yeah.
It's the job.
They don't get pissed about things. They get hyped about things. It's one of those shows that, like, doesn't ever... touch on the dark side of stuff, really. You know? It's always positive. Hey, man, sometimes shit sucks. And sometimes dicks stink.
Oh, that's never gonna get old. It will get old, but not for a very long time. I'm prepared to drag it out as long as possible.
We gotta start just giving Alex the business every time when he's not part of the podcast.
That's what I was doing with Come On, Scott.
Yeah. Dude, I haven't seen Alex in so long.
Right? The dude moves in with his girlfriend out of nowhere.
Didn't even know that.
Right. I don't even know her name.
He doesn't refer to her by name. It's just the lady.
Yeah.
M'lady.
Is this the same one he's had for so long?
Yeah, he's been dating her for, what, like 2 years?
But she was in New York.
No, she was up there visiting family, I think. God. Yeah. She was visiting family for like the summer.
It was like a year ago.
Yeah, that was like a year and a half ago.
I haven't seen Alex in a while.
He's been here.
He's been around. He was bitching about his psych class stuff earlier. And like he's like, hey, want me to hey, Dwight, why don't you do my psych homework? And I'm like, all right. And like he's like typing out all this shit, and I'm like, psych? Fucking nailed him.
Nice. Put him on blast.
I did. And Terry wasn't there at the time, and I was really sad. And I was like, Terry.
So it was all for naught and unbelievable.
He came back and he saw it.
I was impressed.
And then,
oh, me, Alex, and Adrian have been playing Warframe like all week.
Yeah.
Where's my text? You know I got that game.
We all have that game. It's free.
By the time you get home, we're done.
Really, Ryan? Like it's so inconvenient.
Like I've had my spring break. So I play during the day, and
oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed my spring break.
Did you?
Yeah, no,
I don't fucking do one. I'm an adult.
You get vacation time.
You can tell by how bitter he is.
Right?
Oh, yeah, good. A day off here and there is just like spring break. You're absolutely right.
Ryan, I think you need to eat another Snickers, bro.
I need the first one, you asshole. It was a Milky Way.
My bad.
Yeah, it is your fucking bad. Don't you ever forget it, either, piece of crap.
My God.
Maybe you need a Snickers, bro. I don't even know anymore.
Oh, you want me to fucking eat on the podcast? You want me to eat a goddamn Snickers?
I mean, if it's going to tone down the sass.
God damn it.
Are you pissed that we're not letting you eat a Milky Way?
Is that why you haven't been talking? He's just stewing.
These motherfuckers. I bought two goddamn milk. You won't even let me fucking eat them. No, we know you ate them, Ryan. We saw you. Of course you did.
I demolished them. Ryan, I miss you.
Ah, Terry.
Did you just hold up like three fingers? Oh, yeah, no, of course, I miss you too.
I woke up from a nap the other day at work.
Uh-huh.
There's a couch in our break room, so on lunch sometimes I'll take a nap. And I couldn't feel my pinky or my ring finger on my right hand, and this one was, like, just stuck in the curled position. And I poked it, and it was like, you know when you have, like, a blister that's popped, and you poke that skin, and you know you can feel it, but you can't feel it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Felt just like that, and I was like, well, that sucks.
Oh, God, my fingers.
Well, this is my life now.
I wonder if I could get workers' comp for this.
He took my fingers fell asleep.
I took a nap, and my fingers fell asleep.
Never woke back up.
This couch is a hazard.
Obviously.
I need time off to recover.
I gotta go to rehab.
I don't know why you guys are laughing about it.
It's a serious problem.
I mean, I could have died, but I mean...
Ha ha ha, joke's on me, I guess.
Everybody laugh at Ryan.
No, really, go ahead.
No, Ryan, it's fine. We got it all out. We're very concerned about your English.
Whoa! Ah, bitch!
Ah. Screaming bloody murder.
Oh, man. So what's new?
Ryan, do we have to do this every week?
No, we don't do it every week, and that's the problem.
No, nothing. It was just very nice to not have to be somewhere all week.
I bet. That sounds nice.
Yeah. That sounds real nice. Tell me about it.
Well,
I guess I'm going to New York in May.
Oh, yeah?
Why?
Mm-hmm. Mother's Day and Sarah's birthday.
Uh-oh.
They fall on the same day, so we're going to go out and see your mom.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, but Sarah's not a mom, so what does that matter?
Is Sarah pregnant?
Oh,
no.
Uh-oh. And when are you going to make me a grandfather?
Ryan, when are you going to make me a monkey's uncle?
2016 or 17.
I thought you were going to say 2000 and late.
Make me.
That's a callback from Terry and I were talking about it earlier.
Make it 18.
Why?
Nah. Kids. Kids these days. Who needs them?
Fuck them.
Jesus. I wouldn't say that out loud.
Yeah, right, Dwight.
Ryan, I can...
Kids, nobody... fuck them.
You can't have that laugh at the end.
You can't say that at all.
That's the Dwight. Difference.
You shouldn't say it at all. That's the point of
trying to make. It's all context-based, man.
No, it's not. Oh, this back me up here, Terry.
You're not wrong.
But he's not right.
He's right.
If I'm not wrong...
Nah.
He's right. I'm sure there's some program sweeping the internet right now looking for that, those words in that sequence.
Fuck kids, right? Oh, yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Right,
high, high five. Take him out.
He said the words.
NSA's watching you, Dwight. You just got flagged.
Dang.
Wait, where did Ryan go?
I don't know. He said he's turning his webcam off. He's probably changing his pants.
Again? He's done it like five times already.
It's situation based.
What's the situation now?
I don't know. He's going to come back and surprise us, I assume.
I'm here.
Have we?
Ryan, you're not
have
here.
We shifted? Have we shifted to danger level green?
No, I think we're...
It doesn't sound very dangerous.
Green is a very dangerous color. Poison ivy is green.
When...
Acids are green.
Mountain Dew is Fair green.
One. Mountain Dew is green. That's acid. Dwight, I just said acid.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. When the streetlights go green and then cars start flying by, that's yeah. dangerous.
What are you doing in the street, dummy?
Got a car.
I got a car.
You guys keep me young.
Just like Dawn's dish soap.
Doesn't dry out my hands. Moisturizes as it works.
Use it on your kids.
Yes. Are your kids dirty?
Don's dish soap.
It's not Don's. There's no possessive context to it.
Sorry. Don dish soap. Use it on your kids.
Don's. Hi, I'm Don. This is my dish soap. I've been making it for 12 years. Just 12. It's nothing special.
I feel like the last few podcasts we've done, there's always been some kind of sponsor.
Well, it's the only way to be legit.
Yeah. We gotta show the companies that are the numerous companies that are listening to us that we are capable of having ad reads.
As long as you keep on insulting them in the back.
Yeah, but when people say CO duels now, they're actually seeing it. Like, I've gotten tweets of people that they tweet me pictures of O'Douls. It's like, thinking about the podcast. Beforehand...
Well, O'Douls don't know what they're missing. They don't have any advertising.
Right. Before that, though, you would have just walked right... They would have walked right past O'Douls. They wouldn't even know what
it
is.
Why don't you send them these two podcasts, then?
No.
The podcast when we talked about O'Douls. And this one here discussing our results. And be like, money.
Give me money.
I lost that dollar.
Pay me.
Pay me.
Give me money. I like this plan.
Yeah.
I don't know why
throwing it out there until somebody gives us a deal.
I was in a 7-Eleven one time, and this guy walked in wearing a 7-Eleven shirt, straight up asked if he'd get a free Slurpee because he was walking around advertising. And the guy said no. I was like, well, that makes
who
sense.
Who buys?
I think he did the right thing.
Who buys a 7-Eleven shirt?
I doubt he bought it. Which is
oh.
Which is even worse for his credibility. As a sponsor. there. You already got a free shirt, asshole.
Right?
How much do you want from?
Hey, I'm wearing this shirt. Can I get a free Slurpee?
I know, right? I was like,
what are you eating now?
I'll burn this place to the ground.
Advertising your shitty store all day.
You rip stuff. This is bullshit.
Just rip it right down the center.
Watch him. Watch him rip his shirt and there's like a Skittles shirt underneath it.
What about these Skittles? Can I get one of those?
No, it's just an AMPM shirt.
There you go. It's all the gas stations and
fuck you.
Convenience stores.
Hey, I'm wearing this AMPM shirt all day. Can I get a free soda? I don't know. AMPM sucks.
Let me get some of them hot dogs.
What a soda.
What do you do with the hot dogs at the end of the day?
Hot dogs. I bet you just throw them out, huh? You piece of shit.
What, you some authority on hot dogs? Throw it away right now in my mouth. Come on.
You piece of shit.
When you throw them out.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When you throw them out.
You better be open.
Dwight, why are you crying?
You just go to the back?
Dude, try to get a hot dog.
Listen, you're trying to throw away these hot dogs. I'm your guy.
I'm trying to get some hot dogs.
Human garbage.
Quit being a bitch and let's make a deal.
You want to see those burritos are expired? What's up? What are you doing with those?
Yo, I see those burritos.
He's just going through the store checking the expiration date on everything.
In the big freezer. Oh man, this shit's expired. What are you gonna do?
Yo, these.
Oh no, this is gas station like right next to my work. Like everything in there is expired.
Gross.
Everything. Yeah. Like Lou bought like a Snickers bar or something from there like a few years back. And he went and like he opened it up, he took a bite of it, and it was like all powdery and crunchy.
Dude,
and, like,
I got one of those one time. They're so gross.
Like fell apart. He was like, what the fuck? So he went back and fucking ripped him a new one. And now fast forward years later, like a couple weeks ago, Israel goes over there and gets like I don't know, some like apple juice and some other thing. Gives one to Robert, drinks his own, and later on that day, like Robert's like feeling sick, like his stomach hurts. We checked the thing.
That's hilarious.
We checked the expiration date on both the things he bought, and they were both expired. Like, so we already, or I was already not going to that place because of Lou's story.
Yeah.
But now we finally got everybody else on board.
Let the boycott begin.
Man, that place is no good for anything except like water.
You're talking about the not Chevron, but the other place.
Yeah, the other place.
It's nice inside of there too.
It's okay.
They put on a good front for a gas station.
Oh yeah. But no, if you look around, look at all the dates on everything. Like everything in there is expired. It's bad.
Gross.
Big yep. Time gross.
Do you know where I went the other day?
Where did you go, Ryan? Hit me with the deets.
The Tower Mart. The Alien Mart.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, you were in town.
Yeah, it was.
I go there every now and then. Because if I go to Stockton over to Lee's or whatever, I'll go there for like some water or gas or whatever.
Power up.
Power up. My alien juice.
Power up!
Get some dew.
Yeah.
Some brown dew.
Yeah, you were listening to the podcast, weren't you?
Yep.
It's brown.
It's brown.
I don't know this reference.
You should listen to episode 132 of the podcast.
I forgot you're doing two now.
No, it was just that one day when, because like I asked everybody in the chat, I was like, hey, you guys went.
I thought you did one today too. No. Too. I thought I read that. Oh.
I asked them that day. I was just like, hey, you guys ready for a podcast tonight or whatever? And they're like, why do we got to wait for the night? I'm like, well, fucking Ryan doesn't get on until then. I'm like, well, let's just do one now. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I did it, you know, and then when you guys came on, you guys wanted to do one too. So I'm like, all right, let's do it.
podcast.
So we had a double cast that day.
Wait, so cast. There's one that I haven't heard yet?
No, that's the one you listened right? to. What are you talking about?
What?
With the brown yeah. do?
You're
yeah, that's what
that
I'm
was
saying.
The one that I filmed before the one that I did with you guys. On that same day.
Oh, wait.
What? What are you confused about?
So 131 came before 132 no. is what you're telling me.
132 was filmed before
132. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
It was going to be released that way, you know. I was going to release the one I did earlier that day beforehand, but then when I brought it up to Ryan that I recorded one before, he's like, oh, and he fucking threw his arms up in the air. He got all pissed. I'm like, fine, whatever. I'll release this one first.
Yeah. Did I?
You gave me shit about it. You're like, oh, wait, our podcast isn't good enough for you or whatever.
I'm sure I was playing around.
You were, but I just said fuck it and put it out anyways. It doesn't matter. I started that episode saying 132, but...
Oh, yeah. Did you? Well, so you fucked up, not
no,
me.
I didn't fuck up. Because you gave me shit at the end. I was in preparation.
Oh, see, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. You barely look like you're listening.
I'm listening completely and fully.
Fully, fully? No?
Don't you insult me like that.
That wasn't an insult at all. That was a neat show.
I liked it.
What show?
I don't know this show.
Do you even watch anime, Ryan?
Not really.
Alright.
No.
Fair enough.
Not really.
Fair enough.
Not as much as I should.
Yeah.
But I just can't anymore.
Why, Ryan? What's wrong?
I don't know.
He's lost his childlike wonder.
No, I watch cartoons all the time, just not anime. I'm watching the whole Batman series right now. I watched everything. Everything possible. We talked about it last podcast. Almost done with the series now. And then a new one came out. Well, is about to come out. The Son of Batman.
Is it me?
I don't know anything about it.
I bet
it's because it's not released yet. I can't wait to watch it.
I can't wait for you to watch it either. I'm very excited about that.
Me too. I'm glad I'm not alone in that feeling.
You're
it's always
alone,
nice
Ryan.
To have friends.
I agree.
Thank you, random voice.
Not random, it was Terry.
I what?
Oh, okay. Sorry, Ryan. Apparently, sorry. I've overstayed my welcome.
Were you welcome in the first place?
I don't know.
No, oh, you weren't.
Well, there you go. I'm looking for some other gaming news, but there really isn't anything. Dark Souls 2 came out for the PC.
Dude, we're about a month away from E3. There is no gaming news. Yeah.
I guess it's probably true.
But we're about right around the corner from all the gaming news. Are we going to film? I'm going to take the day off.
Are you taking it off for
Microsoft
E3?
Day? I'm going to take Microsoft Day off. I always do. So if we want to live stream a little bit with me, it's going to be Microsoft Day.
Maybe. I've found out that restreaming a stream is technically against the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we do it, then we gotta do it someplace. Like, we have to do it differently.
Well, all you'd have to do is just put something up on screen, like, whatever you're doing, whatever, and then just make it clear what stream we're watching. Yeah. And then you're good. There are ways around it. Just, like, you know, play Minecraft or something while you're doing it.
I'll play Call of Duty
on screen. You don't even have to be playing anything. You just have a picture of your desktop, whatever. Or just throw up a picture.
Or if we
a pretty picture. Dwight, do a slideshow of your summer vacation.
Nah, that's There's too many NSFW pictures, know what I mean?
That's too graphic.
Basically all of them.
Do some heavy blurring work.
Throw some heavy blurs in there, and then you're good.
Real good.
Some heavy blurs. What does that mean?
Heavy blurs.
It's a new game, Ryan.
Heavy blurs.
It's just a game entirely of motion blur. And depth of field.
What is this picture?
I don't know!
There's no way to win the game. It just kind of beats you down until you give up.
Yeah. So it's like Candy Crush?
Oh.
Yes.
I wouldn't know. I've
just like the hit game Candy Crush.
I played that game for like 2 days and I was like, fuck this game. This game cheats more than any other game I've ever played in my life.
Watch Dogs comes out in a month.
Someone called me today at work and they're like, hey, you guys having a midnight launch for Watch Dogs? And I'm like, yeah, we're doing it. He's like, oh man, so tomorrow? And I'm like, what?
Are you like, drunk?
No.
What?
It comes out May 27th. And he's like, oh man, I'm way off. I heard someone laughing in the background.
Oh man.
So he was high?
Probably. Because he asked if we were doing it at midnight. I was like, yeah, we're doing it at midnight. I heard someone in the background go, woo!
So you think he's like, hold on, let me get GameStop up on speakerphone real quick.
No, dude, I'm telling you, it's right now. It's tomorrow. Watch. We're going to call GameStop. Just watch.
You guys do a midnight lunch.
Bitch, let me Google it. Let me bitch. I'm going to call GameStop. Google it. Fuck your Google. I'm Googling no better than Terry down at the GameStop. Your Google ain't getting no shit like that, Terry down at the GameStop. That's how that conversation went, in case you guys were.
And he calls and he's like, oh, I've embarrassed myself.
Woo!
Good day, sir.
That other guy was so happy he was wrong, too. You know what I mean? Like, oh, all right, I'm okay with being wrong. Like,
oh, man.
That's some funny shit, guys.
Hi, people are funny.
What are the free games for PSN in April? Anything good that I should have been paying attention to?
I don't know why you're asking me.
Okay.
Why. Okay. What? No, I.
What was your question?
I have turned my PlayStation on the last week.
Oh.
Because we were going to play Warframe on PS4. Uh-huh. But I don't have PlayStation Plus anymore. And I was like, well, I'm not paying for that just to play Warframe, which I can play for free. I'm like, dude.
That's a real dilemma.
So we went PC. And it's been a blasty blast.
That's good.
I busted out the old Xbox Live and I've been playing some freaking Halo.
Halo 4.
Scott, Tyler, Matt, the crew.
The people.
Sean can't play because he got a 1.
Oh, he got rid of his 360 and got a 1?
Well, his 360 broke, so he took it in. They were offering like a promotion. Oh,
broke 360 for like, well, Xbox One?
It was $100. He got $100 for a broken 360.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, all right, that's pretty legit. Here's some chicken.
We need to get Josh in here.
Do we?
Do we really,
Mercenary
though?
Mercenary Kings apparently is free right now for PS4 users.
Yeah, we were going to do that too, mm-hmm. but didn't have Plus, so no free Mercenary Kings. Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's not free.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's it.
Not much going down in the world of games. Time is soon at hand, though. We got, what's that game called? Smash Bros. Coming out.
Oh, yeah, for the
3DS. Mm-hmm.
And,
I bet it. I bet it comes out right after E3.
If I gathered my information correctly, the console one doesn't come out for like 3 months, right? Or 6 months?
It doesn't come out till winter.
It's not till winter.
That's a huge gap.
Yep.
I'm okay with it.
But if you get on 3DS, you'll be ready to rock by the time it comes around.
How so?
Get all your practice in.
Practice on that gamepad?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Let's just do one of these and hack into Dwight's system.
Yeah, you know he doesn't have his out. Let's do it together.
He's got no defense.
Mine's actually been on for, I think, 3 weeks now.
You should probably not do that.
Constantly.
I'm in the Nintendo zone.
Get out of the zone, Ryan. That zone is too dangerous.
Would you say it's a dangerous zone?
I would say it's
a zone of danger.
I would say it's a zone of danger. Absolutely.
Is there a highway to it?
Internet?
Well, the information superhighway is a highway.
Superhighway.
So yeah.
Technicalities, bitches.
Take the superhighway to the danger zone.
I'm on the information superhighway to the danger zone.
It's a little complicated. It gets a little wordy, awful. But
it's not really going to fit well on a title, but that's okay.
Fine. We'll shorten it.
I guess we could just still call it Danger Zone.
We'll shorten it down
a little bit.
Super Danger Zone.
Super Zone. I feel like it confused people.
Kenny Loggins plays his hit song, Super Zone.
Super Zone, updated for the modern man.
I want to hear a 2014 version of Danger Zone.
Like gigabyte speed. You'll never know. I can't. Right. You'll never know as high as you can go. I don't know. I'm out. I'm just trying to think, but somehow we got to relate
He's
it to
talking about your connection speed.
Like connection speeds, yeah. T1.
It's like holding out for Google Fiber.
Right? Google save us.
Google, please.
AT&T's rolling out 100 or a gig or whatever. I'm just like, I don't believe you.
They already are in Texas, bro.
I know. I don't believe
okay.
you.
People have it.
Well, when they first said they were doing it, they said you had to sign a contract saying that they could go through all your emails and stuff to advertise. And I was just like, well, I guess I'm sticking with slower speeds.
That's pretty fucked up. Why would they have to go through their email?
Oh, no, they don't
or,
have
like,
to.
Why'd they want to?
So that way they could advertise to you better.
What, they want to go through our emails to advertise to us better?
Yep.
About AT&T or?
Yeah, well, no, their sponsor. So, I don't know, I was reading this article and I was just like, are you kidding me? Mm. It's bullshit.
That's kind of bullshit. I don't agree with that. Also, Comcast bought out Time Warner, too. It was a while back, but, you know, it's still a pretty big deal.
Yeah, they were going to buy Disney a while back. But Disney got it. That was, like, years ago, and Disney bounced out of that one. Disney came back with a fire. Mm-hmm.
They're like, nah, we're just going to go buy Marvel.
Nah, we're just going to start sucking dicks, whatever.
We're going to buy Marvel and Lucasfilms. And, you know,
whip it out. Mushroom stamp you in the face and call it a day.
I don't like that.
I thought you were talking about Nintendo stuff for a second, and then I thought about it for a second. I was like, oh, that's not what he meant at all.
Mushroom stamp.
Because we were just talking about 3DS and stuff.
That's cute. That's real cute.
We were talking about Nintendo.
That's real cute.
We're talking about the Nintendo zone.
Oh, Dwight. What? He's so sweet and innocent and stupid.
It's mainly stupid.
You're so dumb, Dwight.
Mainly stupid.
You're so fucking dumb.
Alright, okay. I mean, I got your point already. We can move on.
Did you?
Yeah.
missed this.
I know, me too. So, we should play Cards Against Humanity after this.
Yeah.
Ryan, I'm going to bed after this.
It's spring break.
Spring break is over. Yeah. I work on weekends.
It's when I'm off.
Yeah, why aren't you on earlier on Saturdays?
Oh, because Sarah and I actually get a chance to hang out on Saturday.
Listen, go high-five her on Sundays. What? Yeah, give her a high-five on Sunday.
Yeah. He's got you there.
Not really.
Dead to rights.
Whatever.
Well played.
Euro Truck Simulator 2, multiplayer, alpha, starting in a week.
No, that's the unofficial thing, right?
Yeah, the community mod.
Yeah.
But the videos that they've put up and stuff, like the progression that each of the patches or whatever that they have, it just adds more and more and more stuff. And they're definitely not like just, you know, slowly chunking away at this. They're doing big stuff each update, which is really cool. But yeah, open alpha starts the 1st of May.
What's open alpha? I'm sorry.
Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Ooh.
So now we get to all jump on the highway with all our big rigs.
And get to the danger zone?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to listen to Kenny, you can.
Cool, man.
Cool, man. I like that.
Oh, yeah. That's smooth as silk.
Also, I'm pretty sure,
Are you?
Sky Oblivion and Skywind.
It's not a game. Nope. It's Morrowind and Skyrim and Oblivion.
Are going to be coming out soon, too, for betas.
Wait, what is this?
I want all of those.
Wait, what are they? I don't even know. I was just giving you a hard time.
You were trying to, but now you look like a fool.
You were trying to...
No, I don't.
Berries.
What is it?
Trying to razz my berries, Ryan.
I'll razz your berries all day. Don't tell me what to do. What is it?
I'll black your berries.
All right, I don't even care anymore.
You took it too far, Dwight.
It's a big team of people that have been converting Morrowind and Oblivion in the Skyrim engine. So in Skyrim, you can go to these or whatever. Well, I think that's how it is.
Yeah.
And do all those quests. Like, you can play through Morrowind in the Skyrim engine.
How much is that going to cost
us?
Oh, is it the workshop?
It probably won't be through workshop because it's too big. But it does require that you legally own all of those games.
Wait, can I buy them online?
Yeah, buy them on Steam.
Okay, then yeah, that's fine.
But
then I will do this.
Yeah, no, it looks awesome. It looks really good. But I'm pretty sure that those come into beta pretty soon. They've been working on it for a very long time.
It's about time. I want it.
Do you want?
You got it.
There you go. Done dish show.
And we're out.
You got it. Done dish show. Done dish show.
Done dish show. Done dish show.
Good accent.
I don't know what you people are saying right now.
You seen that gif with the the Asian guys in the supply room, and they open the door. And they're just goes,
what?
It's actually a video, but there's a GIF of it too. But there's a video of these. There's like four Asian guys in a supply closet. It says supplies on it. The door opens, and they go surprise, surprise.
Oh, I get the joke. He's trying to say
surprise.
It's a supply closet, Terry.
Surprise.
But it's Asian people saying
I get it.
Whatever, little racism, Jesus.
Lighten up,
Where's Jose when you need him? Shit.
Where is Jose? What does he do now?
He works, and then when he gets home, I think he just lays on his bed and plays like his 3DS or.
That's terrible.
I feel that, dude. I don't blame him.
Man, I don't feel like doing shit when I get home, but I'll fucking talk to you at least. Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes.
I'll get a text from him in like a couple of days telling me that the phone bill's due.
I'm going to text him right now. Be like, hey.
Get on this podcast.
Hey. Hey.
It's fucking like midnight 30 for him.
Yeah.
Floor him, huh?
I don't even think I have his... No, I do have his number. Do have his digits.
Who's the bad friend now? Jose or you?
Ryan, do you got his number?
I got his number, Ryan.
Do you have his number?
Yeah, I have his number. I was texting him the other day.
What are you talking about?
None of your fucking business.
It is my business.
Look, just because you're on his phone plan doesn't mean it's your business what I text.
It's my business to get in your business.
Maybe it may be his business what I text you, but it sure as hell ain't your business what I text him. Well, I was just giving him the monthly update of what you and I have talked about, making sure you weren't wasting his phone bill.
No, I use so much less data and stuff than he does. He streams Spotify Radio and Pandora and stuff at work all day.
So do I, dude. I have to. Every day on the train, Sarah uses like a gig and I use the other 7.
Gigs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jesus. And I've toned it down, dude. I used to use like 20 a month when it was unlimited.
My God.
I just watch Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
It was unlimited.
Netflix would do it, yeah. I use maybe a megabyte.
Of data?
Yeah.
A month? Yeah, he's a megabyte. He's
never used
30 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, all my LTE stuff is always data or text stuff. You know, it's not like I'm not streaming movies or videos. I hardly ever stream music.
All day on the train. Every morning.
Yeah, I pretty much have Spotify running 24/7.
Spotify doesn't have a radio on the Windows phone yet, which is upsetting. So I have to listen to Pandora.
Yeah, you told us that, and that's still very weird to me.
Dude, I got the developer edition of 8.1. I love it. It's awesome.
The developer edition of 8.1?
Oh, for the phone.
Okay. I was going to say, it's like 8.1's been on operating systems for a long time.
Nope, and not with Cortana.
Cortana.
Hello, Snape.
Oh. So sleek and sexy. Ask her where the nearest subway is.
Yo. Okay, I used...
Not her voice yet, though, I guess.
Well, then what is the point?
Well, not until the real one comes out.
Whatever. That ain't Cortana, then.
Well, no, because it's not out. Like, it's still a developer edition. It just barely got to Nokia.
Yeah,
like,
it ain't Cortana.
Where's Master Chief?
Bitch, I don't know.
Oh shit! On my Bluetooth.
What the fuck should I know?
Where is Master Chief?
Turns off your phone. I'm on break.
Whoop.
I gotta reset it now because I had my Bluetooth plugged in.
Okay, March 20th through April 19th, I used 100 megs of data.
I want my Bluetooth turn off. Just turn off Bluetooth. No, she's reading all
that. Downloading 2 podcasts, basically.
It's like a gig and a half this month already.
Dang.
It's like 90% Spotify.
Yeah.
Wait, we're talking about how much data we use?
I just looked up my March to April.
Hold on. Then I got to plug my... got to get my Bluetooth turned off. I'm a gig over my usage on my personal line. I make my own. It's not like... A lot of mine's on Imgur.
Yeah.
1.3 gigs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Streaming media. Pandora's a gig. Spotify is pretty small. But mostly it's just internet shit. Streaming videos.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I try to just pick up everything I can on Wi-Fi. And then when I'm out and about, that's what I use.
Yeah.
But I guess you...
I'd fall back on Wi-Fi a bit.
You can't really do that with Spotify Radio, though. No. I get tired of... I can't expand my memory on my phone. So, like, I actually do have to watch how much stuff I install.
Really? Dude, I install albums to listen to offline all the time. They barely take up any room.
Yeah.
And I can't expand mine either. I'm stuck with my 32.
Yeah. I went with the 16... So I didn't think that I would actually need it, but I also did buy it initially thinking that, of course I could put an SD card in it. It's Google. No.
Surely.
Can't even change the battery on it, which is another thing I'm really sad about.
A lot of phones are going that way now.
Yeah, I can't open mine either.
Yeah, I can't open mine either.
It's so weird. It's such a simple thing. As is an SD card, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I got a 16 gig micro just hanging out. I think I'm actually going to give it to Leanne. Cause,
yeah, I give one to my brother. Both of my brothers have one of mine.
Hmm.
That's what you have to do.
At least it'll get some use still. So is there anything else?
Not unless he throws it away.
Are you looking forward to anything for E3, Ryan?
The usual.
Yes.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm looking forward to finding out. I just want an answer. I don't care which answer it is.
Halo.
If Halo 5 is coming out this year or next year.
Yeah.
Halo.
What else do I...
Looking forward to Halo 2?
What else? Halo 5.
I want...
Is... Halo as 2 as an also.
No. Yeah, it's Halo 5, Blight.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm a little behind. What are you pointing at? What do you want?
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, tell me.
The Division.
Yeah.
Mm.
The Division looks really good. So does The Crew. When does that come out?
I don't know, but I remember reading somewhere recently. I can't remember who said it. It was some guy works at some other developer or whatever that I guess he got to check out. He got to check out The Division. Right.
Sorry.
It's not even Cortana.
I got it working. My mic was like on the fritz.
She's not real. It's not her yet. It's her sister, Cortona.
If you ask her who made her, she'll like be like, I'm not supposed to know that, or I'll be self-aware, and that could be dangerous. Some of her phrases are actually her voice, but some aren't. It's frustrating. Anyway, go on with your Division.
No, some big shot from some other developer. I guess got to check it out, and he's like, he said something along the lines of, this game puts everything I've ever done to shame.
Now, what was he referring to, though?
He was referring to
right,
the Division.
But, like, is he just talking about gameplay? Or what?
Sound?
Like, what?
He played the game, and that was his impression.
I only say that because, like, one of the big things, one of the big hitters of that game was the physics engine. And the time engine or whatever. Like the how time passes throughout the day and how that affects the environment and stuff. And their physics engine is supposed to be really good. That's the only thing I say. Because that would, like, blow me away. Like, seeing a better physics engine finally, you know, come to light. Everybody's like, you know,
right,
pump up the graphics and stuff. I want better physics.
Physics. Yeah. You're not no scientist.
I'm not a scientist. You're right.
Konami. It was, what's his name? Hideo Kojima, I believe it was. Oh, yeah. It was, Hideo Kojima. He said, you guys are so good, it makes me want to quit my job.
Oh, dang. He has a job still?
He's still working.
Not after that.
He just quit. Didn't you hear?
No. They're like, oh, you don't want this job? Well, guess
I'll take it.
You're gone. Get the fuck out of my face.
Huh.
So I guess it was him and Dice and Bungie checked it out. And then Kojima-san had that to say.
What's that Bungie game that they're making?
Destiny. I'll check that out, too.
Yeah.
Wait, it's only for PS4, though, right?
No, it's on
everything. Oh, no, it's all of them. I think it's even PC, too.
Mm-hmm. That it is, Ryan. That it is.
I'll probably check that out, then.
I feel like that game's getting too much hype.
I haven't heard anything about it in a couple months.
Anything at all?
Yeah, like it got like hype like last year when I thought it was supposed to be out with the I thought it was supposed to be a launch.
Well,
like the way they were talking about it last year, like come on, it doesn't release until November.
We're talking about it. I think it got pushed though.
It's not like
I think Bungie thought they could get away with doing something like that with another game, but it's like, no, this isn't Halo. People aren't going to be worked up about it that long. They don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about it.
Well, I think that's kind of what I mean. I mean, I'm not saying like it's constant hype. I'm saying every time they release like more information or like a video about it, it gets a shit ton of hype. Like way more than like other stuff that's going to be getting released, like Watch Dogs, which looks awesome, you know, or The Division, which looked awesome too. You know, it just seems like it's getting overly hyped. It's like getting as much hype as like a Halo game, but it's not a Halo game. You know what I mean? I just think that people may get let down.
I think so too. I'm honestly, I hope they do a better job with it than they did with Reach.
Yeah.
Like Reach was a real phoned in effort. Yeah.
Well, it looked like for a little while there that Halo was going to be one of those yearly titles. You know, like with ODST at least two and Reach.
Yeah, well, they still had a two-year gap between each other. At least.
It felt like a yearly game. Like they, like what you said, like they were phoning it in a lot. Like they were relying too much on the IP being like, that was what's going to carry it.
Self-sufficient. Right. Yeah, and then 4, I loved 4.
Oh, 4 was good.
It's a beautiful game. You're going to go get an Xbox just for the occasion? Maybe go to somebody's house and play it and borrow a 1,
for
Dwight?
Halo?
For the run-through?
For 5?
Uh-huh.
Depending on when it's released, I may have an Xbox One by then. I don't know. But the thing is, right now it's not looking good at all for all these next-gen consoles. Because I keep looking, all the exclusives, there's like none anymore. Like that doesn't exist anymore in this day and age. Like there's very few like exclusives and like.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but it doesn't push the sales of consoles anymore, like it did back in the day.
You know? Yeah.
Mainly because like a lot of stuff too, like the exclusives that are still exclusives, like Gears of War, or Halo. Seem to have felt more like the same stuff over again. You know, 4 was a good back to, you know, the way they used to run things, but it doesn't feel unique enough anymore.
It's not, I mean, it's just because you played it too much. Like, it's still Halo, you know, it's still Call of Duty, it's still, they're still the same. It's just we play them too much. The uniqueness is lost on us is what it is. It's
well, yeah, but back when it was, they were still relatively new IPs.
Yeah, and they were the only thing of its kind too.
That's what they need.
You know,
more unique IPs that are on consoles only.
We don't want that. You and I don't want that.
No, I'm definitely back in my PC roots, and I'm probably not going to go back.
My only beef with PC is I feel like I play alone a lot more. Like a lot more than I did when everybody had the same console.
With the console thing, it's easier for someone who doesn't know anything about computers just to say fuck it, buy a console, and then you're done, and then you just buy the games you want. So it's more commonplace for everybody to have a console than it is a PC.
Yeah, and I enjoy that. Like I enjoy the just plugging it in and going. You know. The fact that everybody, my little brother who's in college, can just plug his Xbox in, you know? That's my only thing, and the reason I'll always have a console. As long as they're making them.
They're going to keep on making them.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Dreamcast coming back. They got to make a big comeback called Dreamcast 1.
Yeah. Dude, if Sega came out with another Dreamcast, I'd buy it in a heartbeat.
A lot of people would.
Where would they be today if the Dreamcast would have succeeded? That's the question. It should have, too. It honestly should have. How it failed is beyond
me. It failed because they didn't have any copyright protection on their CDs.
That's true.
So you could just burn a game and then put it in your console without any modification and it'd work.
Yep.
That's why it failed.
Yep. I remember that. It was a beautiful system.
Actually. I miss VMUs.
Yeah.
Web ready.
Taking them little fuckers around with you and plug them into your buddies and you're just like...
Power Stone 2.
greatest game ever played. Right? God damn. Great. I can never find it. I always look. Every single time I go into a used store, I look and I'll buy it in a heartbeat if I ever find it.
Do you got a tram kiss?
Not online. I never look online. They're too expensive. I haven't looked online in a long time. Terry's looking right now?
No, I'm curious now. Which came first, Power Stone or Smash Brothers?
Power Stone 2 on Amazon, $900.
See? It's the shit I'm talking about.
Or you could get them used for about $90.
Fuck. It's the best game ever.
I can't say I've played it. But it looks cool.
I can't say we're going to be friends much longer.
Yeah, you can. You stuck with me, baby. It looks cool. It's very colorful.
Dude, it's a blast.
Power Stone came out in 99.
It's going to be a close call, dude.
I know.
What are you guys looking up?
Whether Power Stone came before Smash Brothers or not.
Oh, the first one?
Uh-huh. Ooh. Oh, wait a minute. Gotta go by Japanese dates, apparently. Power Stone came out before Smash Brothers in America, but
Smash Bros. Came out in
99. Power Stone Japan, February
1999. January
21st, 99. Yep, Smash came a month before Power Stone.
That's pretty much the same. Like,
yeah.
Not much time to change your game, and it's pretty much gold by then.
So Power Stone was crazy. Like a Smash game?
It's a four on. It's a four.
More or less, yeah.
The levels
four
change
four
as you
fighting
go through
game.
All right.
I still have Power Stone 1. It's fun. But
I can love both Power Stone games.
2's the shit, though.
God. Didn't they re-release it on PSP?
Did they?
Yeah, they did. Power Stone Collection, PSP.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have sold my PSP.
Nah, you should. That would have been the only reason to keep your PSP is Power Stone.
Definitely love my 3DS.
Yeah, I need to get back on it.
Me too. I got some of my games back, and I'm going to replay like Mario and stuff. I let my coworker borrow them, and she put in her 2 weeks. And I was like, so, hey!
Game I let you borrow, and I immediately regretted it.
Two games. No, she had two of them at the same time.
That
does
bitch.
That. Like, one's acceptable. I didn't even realize it. I was like, how the fuck did I let this happen? That's how games go missing.
Right. Like, hey, can I borrow your game? Hey, can I borrow another game?
Borrow this one, too. You got any more games?
Had my Mario and Luigi Dream Team and my Super Mario 3D.
It's a travesty.
Okay. What are you guys doing? Why is this happening?
You don't know. He don't know about the soul, Terry. You don't know about the soul.
I could Google it.
Huh? I've never been more disappointed in the person that you've become.
It's pointless.
Well, I may not know it now, but I can Google it.
I can Google soul. You just wait. I got soul. I'm not a soldier.
And different news, they released a bunch of Unreal Engine 4 stuff. Yeah.
Really? Unreal is always something good to hear about.
It looks real good. Yeah? Is that how good it is, Ryan?
I don't know. You tell me.
It looks good. The engine looks solid.
Tell me more.
What tell else? Me more. Tell me more.
Just Cause 3 may come in 2015.
Dressed like a whore.
I don't think I've played any Just Cause game beyond like an hour each.
Yeah, I actually put a good amount of time in Just Cause 2, the single player, I got about maybe 4 hours in and realized that there's like a lot of things to do. Mm-hmm. I took a break from it. I came back to it. My save wasn't there, and I didn't want to do it again.
That's the shit sometimes, yeah, right?
Which is weird, because like I had a lot of fun doing it, but it was just kind of tedious. Like, because it's a big island, mm-hmm. and you have to like get around places and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
My shoulder hurts.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Ooh. I shouldn't be laughing. My eyes. You guys seen any good movies recently?
Saw Captain America.
That was good.
It was good.
Dan went and saw it without me. Yeah.
Damn.
You've been replaced. Hashtag you've been replaced. That's the hashtag I wanted to look up. Oh, you've my been God. Replaced.
Yeah, you oh texted me that, actually, didn't you?
I have a story, but I have to change the names for, like, all right, you know.
For security's sake.
There's like, I can't even remember the story. You texted me. Like,
oh, my God, ago. LOL. Hashtag you've been replaced. I have a story for you later.
So a person is upstairs, a teenager, talking about like their friends, and there's like drama going on.
Teenagers.
Yeah, right. And one of them's like upset because one of the friends isn't hanging out with them anymore or whatever. And then she goes to the mall with some other guy and sends this other best friend a text that says, "Looks like me and we'll call him Steven are hanging out now. Hashtag you've been replaced." And I was just like, "Oh shit!"
Dang.
Cold, right?
It is pretty cold.
Here, I'm going to see if I can find it.
It's cold as ice. That's a stone cold tweet right there.
Let's see if I can't look up you've been replaced.
I would never replace either of you. I just want you both to know that right now.
Right there with you.
And that's coming from the bottom of my heart. Why did it change the word?
You've been moseyed?
The Ryan.
Like, Ryan. What the fuck? It changed it completely. I didn't Google it.
I thought everybody was going to eat the chip.
I misread this tweet. It says, is it weird that I don't feel at home anymore unless I hear drunk people yelling on the streets at night? Hashtag sorry scarbs. Hashtag you've been replaced. I thought that said hashtag sorry crabs.
Sorry crabs.
How are you spelling it?
Yeah.
Like you, like with an apostrophe?
I don't think you can put apostrophes in them.
I don't think so either. Yeah. We'll just.
Yes.
Can't find the one.
Doesn't seem to be a very popular hashtag, so.
It must be spelt different. Terry, what's the shorthand for it?
UVBEEN.
You have been replaced.
Spell it completely out. Ryan, you texted me it. Do you want? I think you spelt it with the apostrophe.
I don't know if I just texted it to remind myself. I don't know if I spelt it right. What does it say? Apostrophe. Oh, that's just me being right. Proper.
Just being a fancy lad. Ryan, you fancy as shit. Just want you to know that. It's coming from the
Terry,
heart.
Terry, I'm going to need your ruling on this as a person who has extensive...
Blam that piece of crap!
knowledge and use of Photoshop.
How is this?
Yes.
Those pictures are Photoshopped, yes.
What's wrong with her head in the first one? It's like...
Right. Well, the second one, too, right? Like, that's...
Yeah.
Those have been Photoshopped, yeah.
Now here's the question. Are they Photoshopped of the same girl, just so you can see her better? Or is it a different girl on the, like, on somebody, like, somebody else's photos? Which one's creepier is the question also.
Well, the first one's not creepy, just, like, Just not, no, no, oh, yeah, there you go. Conceited. Yeah, narcissistic and conceited. Like, she's just like, oh, my face is far too blurry. Let me take this.
No, his face can be blurry.
Let me just take this newer picture of me with, oh, my smile is fucking bitching in this.
Bam!
Oh, it looks so good.
Nailed it.
Very weird. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything cool in that one, so.
Weird. I don't know how that happened.
How did you even find it?
I didn't find it. I was sitting in a room with my.
Okay. I get you.
My sister-in-law. She was telling me a real life story.
Okay.
Hashtag you've been replaced. I didn't go through hers and find it.
So did this teenager say that out loud?
Yeah. Like, well, no. Like, was telling the story off of like it was a Twitter. It was okay. Twitter beef. It was okay. Twitter beefing. You know what I'm saying?
Twitter beef.
You know about
right.
that Twitter
no,
beef?
No, I get it.
Yeah.
So I know all about Twitter beef.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was Twitter beef. So
you just be
sending hashtags back and forth, and you know, everybody else gotta get out of the way.
That's protected.
Wait, I may have found something funny again.
No, good. It's about time. You've been off.
I looked up the word beef on Twitter. First thing is Facebook ain't nothing but beef and baby pictures now.
I like
Have you seen that episode of Always Sunny when they squash their beefs?
I've seen all episodes.
If it's,
I believe
it's one of the newest. It's from the newest season.
Yeah, I was gonna say if it's new, then I haven't seen it. I'm like three seasons behind now.
It's so
beef. Hold on, talk
they
about
go, they have a dinner to squash their beefs. They have the O'Doyle's over.
Yes, yeah.
And they literally, I brought a bucket and the hatchet so we could bury the hatchet. And he's making squash and beef. And like, they have all these like,
literal, like stick yeah, cup, literal like, translations.
It's like watching Airplane.
It's like watching, that's a good, yeah.
Like,
that's good.
It's in a safe place. But that episode was so funny. But are you really making squash and beef? Well, yeah, you said we were having a dinner. The squash beefs. Fucking Charlie. So we're almost done here, I'm sure. Anybody watch The Turn? Or Turn?
Turn?
Recommend it if you're like American history or, I mean, at all, any interest. I don't know how accurate it's going to be. It's only 3 episodes in.
That ain't my America.
If it ain't accurate.
If it's accurate.
The first spies in the Revolutionary War. It's interesting.
I'm not a history guy. It was my worst subject. I could never get into it.
It's AMC, though, so, I mean, if that's enough for you, too.
Ah, so there's probably meth in it.
Meth or zombies.
You know what?
And tons of drama.
I actually heard that that Speed movie, the Need for Speed movie with Aaron Paul.
Oh, I was like, which one? Like with the Keanu Reeves? Like, heard something new about Speed?
Did you guys hear about this new Speed movie coming
up? This new Speed? It was crazy. They were on this fucking bus, right? And they couldn't stop. And if they stopped, the bus blew up.
They jumped the bridge.
It was crazy.
No.
So anyway, tell us more about
I heard it's actually okay. Like, everybody thought it was going to be super cheesy. But I was watching Top Gear and Aaron Paul comes on and he starts talking about the movie or whatever. They don't use any CGI in that movie.
I heard it was just a giant like Mustang.
Yeah, no, I think it is because the car he drives is a Shelby. So, and he's trying to get from the west. He gets out of, apparently the plot is he gets out of prison and he needs to get to the East Coast in 48 hours. So he gets in a Shelby Mustang. I don't know how he does, but. And then he drives it fucking across the country.
Probably steals it or buys it with his meth money.
And then there's just like Lamborghinis and Bugattis and stuff flipping and crashing everywhere. So I don't know. I heard it was okay though, which surprised me because I thought it was going to be shit.
Whenever I hear the word Bugatti,
until you see it, you can't really pass
slang
that
for someone's Bugatti. Look at the Bugatti on that one.
Damn, look at that Bugatti!
Dude got a mean Bugatti.
That bitch got some Bugatti! Damn, where'd that Bugatti go when you go home, bitch?
Goes home, too?
Wow.
Is it going to go somewhere else?
I'm on my break. I'll see you later.
Bugatti just gets off and walks away.
Walks away like ass. Right?
That ass got legs of its own because it's so nice.
All right, that's a good spot to end the podcast, yeah? unless Ryan wants to hit up another 50-50.
One more. Let's for all time's sake. Come on, let's do it. Ship me the link. Ship me the link. Come on.
Oh, my God.
So, for those who may be tuning into the podcast for the first time,
you're late.
But there's this subreddit on Reddit called 50-50. Basically, it's just a subreddit full of links that offer basically two choices. It's usually one good thing.
Wow, this first one is like the greatest one ever. Like, can you just do this first one?
So it's basically, it's two things. Usually it's a good thing or a bad thing. So the first one here is, I assume this is what you're talking about, Ryan. A puppy steals an American flag, prompting a fist fight. No, what?
No, I think it was supposed to be a fat man, but
yeah.
Prompting a fat man in a wheelchair to chase him through a crowded movie set. Or the man with the longest dick in the world getting jerked off by George Takei on the Howard Stern show.
Mm.
Most of the time, it's like something like a naked lady and like someone's like arm chopped off. That one is oddly specific.
So yeah. Aren't you curious?
This could go either way.
It's the Howard Stern show. Like it could really happen.
It absolutely could. So should we just do that one?
Well, yeah, maybe we'll do three again.
I think
three
we have three.
To. Try our luck, best two out of three. What do you think?
No.
All right, ready?
No.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? One.
Ready.
Two. Three.
Ah!
Oh, okay. Wow. Well,
we lost.
That's a video of George Takei.
Good night, everybody.
God damn it.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to Sea Mongoose Pod. Actually, Ryan, you brought us it. Ryan, you brought us in. Why don't you take us out? Yes, Ryan!
Goodbye, everybody!
You're talking to me.
Excellent.
Weird how the only person here named Ryan.
We will see you guys for podcast 134 soon. Next week, Dwight. Thursday.
Today's
Thursday. Hey, Thursday, Sarah's going to a party and I'll be home alone, so I can be on at like 6.
You're just getting Dwight.
You're gonna be home alone, you say.
All right, podcast ended. Goodbye.